Attention, ladies in the Leawood area. Beaumont Health and Wellness is here and offers award-winning wellness and beauty treatments like hormone therapy, weight loss, body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Right now, get our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to recharge your body. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Is Cool Down on the Miami Heat audio experience. Time to recap this Heat game on AM 560 Sports WQAM FM 99.9 HD2 and always live on the free Odyssey app.
The Heat Cool Down is sponsored by Michelob Ultra. Superior light beer. Drink responsibly.
The longest active winning streak in the Eastern Conference belongs to your Miami Heat. That is six straight dubs. Ladies and gentlemen, your final score tonight, the Heat beat the Celtics. Oh, this feels good to say. 124-103. Welcome into the Cool Down. We continue breaking down tonight's victory. Right here on your home for Heat basketball, I am your host, Alejandro Solana. Winning six straight after losing 10 straight games in itself is crazy. Just crazy. But it's even crazier when you consider this. The Heat won all six of these games in consecutive order by double digits. 17 over Charlotte. 26 is what they beat the Warriors by. They beat the Hawks by 10. 23 versus the Sixers, 26 over the Wizards. And then tonight, to beat the Boston Celtics by 21 bleeping points. I mean, think about it like this. The Heat pulled ahead and put the dagger in the Celtics with 5 minutes left. And it was so evident that the Celtics just had nothing left in them and weren't going to be able to overcome what the Heat were throwing at them tonight, that Joe Mazzulla had to pull the starters with 5 minutes to go. We got the G League team from the Celtics with five full minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. Now, I haven't watched every Celtics game, admittedly, this year, but I would be hard-pressed to imagine that there are many examples of the Celtics this season at home, a team that has only lost 12 home games, losing by double digits in the fourth quarter to the point where Joe Mazzulla, the head coach, had to punt on the game, wave his little white flag with 5 minutes or more remaining in the game. Credit your Miami Heat. Credit this team. The fact that the Heat not only survived when things got real dicey in the third quarter because the run we all expected from the Celtics, it came. There's no doubt about it. 18-1. Yeah, ugly. But the Heat overcame it and were the better team down the stretch. Just a ton of fun tonight from the Miami Heat. And it was the usual suspects, right? Okay, Tyler Hero, 25 points, 9 assists, 6 rebounds. That's an all-star stat line. That's Tyler Hero just continuing to play unbelievable basketball. More on Tyler coming up later. Bam Adebayo tonight. As Tommy Tighe mentioned during our network portion, you know, quiet 21 points from him. 21-6-5, all-star stat line from Bam. But we got a credit, and I think these two guys deserve their flowers tonight. Davion Mitchell and Kyle Anderson. The trade package that you got in return for Jimmy Butler. No Andrew Wiggins tonight, and it's the other two guys who are not only playing big minutes, but perhaps should be credited with the Heat winning this game. Because in the most crucial parts of this game, when things were crumbling in that third quarter, and in the fourth, when you needed to come out strong, it was Davion Mitchell and it was Kyle Anderson coming up with the plays. That Celtics run that they put together after the Heat took a 22-point lead early in the third quarter, they cut it to single digits, and we're all saying, okay, yeah, we know how this ends. The Heat lose by double digits because that's what happens, right? Celtics start the game 3 of 19 from 3. They make 7 of their next 11 in the third quarter. They go on this massive run. Miami goes scoreless for 3.5 minutes. Tyler Herro and Bam can't stop the bleeding. We've seen this before. We know how this movie ends, and it's with the Heat losing by double figures, and we all say, hey, nice 5-game win streak. It is what it is. Let's try to get back on track tomorrow against the Memphis Grizzlies. You don't beat the Celtics. Too bad. Well, guess what? Davion Mitchell and Kyle Anderson combined for 9 points the final 2 minutes and change of that third quarter. The Heat needed to stop the bleeding, and it was Davion Mitchell and Kyle Anderson who did it. This was easily Kyle Anderson's best game in a Heat jersey. Early in the fourth quarter, Celtics making shots, offense back in rhythm, and Slo-Mo had an answer. Whether it was a baseline fadeaway, whether it was getting to the rim, sweet up and under move, flying by Jason Tatum, whether it was another fadeaway at the free throw line. Kyle Anderson single-handedly kept the Heat offense moving in that fourth quarter. And then the run came. 11-1 by the Heat midway through the fourth with Pella Larsson. A la Brennan Tobin, the Swedish swish came alive once again. He put a Celtic on a poster tonight. He goes chest-to-chest with Jason Tatum tonight. I mean, just insane fun that the Miami Heat had. And it's great because you beat Boston, and getting to watch Celtics fans leave the arena early after Mazzulla pulled their team, knowing that it was Davion Mitchell, Kyle Anderson, and Pella Larsson that ruined the Celtics' 9-game winning streak. I mean, just chef's mwah, kiss tonight, Heat Nation. Chef's kiss. Speaking of the Swedish swish, let's head back to the TD Garden and hear from Pella Larsson after a 16-point performance from your second-round pick.
After you guys have kind of established control of the game, here comes Boston pushing back, but then you push back to the pushback.
Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of games to practice it, you know. Been in those situations and we learned from it, so that's what I'm most happy about.
Defensively, you guys really got the game where you wanted it. Boston loves to score. They're usually averaging around 120, 117, but they didn't get the attempts they wanted. They didn't get the shots they wanted. You guys really felt like your defense deterred a good deal of what they would usually want.
Yeah, I think we've stepped up defensively, especially one-on-one, taking a challenge. And then if you can get a contest on every shot, it makes it a lot harder. And they're used to shooting a lot of open ones. So that was just our focus.
To guard a guy like JT and to earn enough respect that he got angry with you on that one play, you were talking to him coming back. What was it like being given that challenge and working to that challenge?
No, I mean, we've seen this team before, so I've done a little bit, but obviously this was more of it. So it's tough, you know. He's really, really good player and can score in a lot of ways. And they got, you know, their big guys are really good at setting screens. So I got caught a few times going the wrong way and he shot a three. But, you know, I'll take the challenge and it just makes me better.
We know all year Tyler and Bam have been trying to lead. Obviously, it was the Jimmy situation. Wiggs has been out. But how nice and how good does it feel that the other guys, that you and Kyle and Davion and H and everyone was able to also support Bam and Tyler tonight and really in several recent games?
I mean, it's really, you know, they help us, we help them kind of thing. So, you know, they help us get going by playing unselfish. And, you know, then we can and give back to them because we're in a rhythm too in the game. And the whole team just feels better playing together. So it's a team, it's a partnership. So you got to do it together.
How gratifying is it to be able to respond to that 10-game losing streak with now six straight losses, six straight wins?
Yeah, it feels great, you know. You definitely got a lot more energy waking up in the morning when you got the W the night before, so it feels great.
No team has ever followed up a 10-game losing streak by winning six straight by double figures. That courtesy of Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press. And make no mistake about it, the rookie right there you just heard from, who hails from Sweden, played at Arizona, Pelle Larsson, who has started the last three games, scored 14, then 15, now 16 points against the Boston Celtics tonight. He's a major part of this six-game win streak. I asked Will Manto, you know, for our pregame show today. He was on Hockman and Crowder with Crowder, Hawk, and I yesterday. And I asked him, what can Pelle be? What's his ceiling? What do you think Pelle Larsson, realistically, right, taking our Heat homer glasses off, what can he be? And it's fascinating to think about because I was trolling Hawk a little bit today during our show, during 15 Minutes of Heat, where I'm telling him, man, I think Pelle can be a superstar. And obviously I was trolling him, but I do think Pelle Larsson is showing flashes of somebody who can certainly be a daily contributor, a rotation player. But is his upside a starter in the NBA? Maybe, right? If he continues to play somewhat like this, the question now becomes, Andrew Wiggins, Duncan Robinson return to the lineup. Six games remaining. If those guys are healthy, when you get back to Miami tomorrow or down the line, Milwaukee on Wednesday, Philadelphia on Monday, or on Saturday, excuse me, Milwaukee Saturday, Philadelphia on Monday. How are his minutes going to look? That's the question, and we'll have to see. But Eric Spoelstra is constantly saying, make me play you. Pelle Larsson is the epitome of that right now. The Heat, they beat the Celtics 124-123. I'll give you the latest score in the Hawks-Mavericks game. There's 2 minutes to go. We are on scoreboard watch with the Miami Heat pulling a full game ahead of the Chicago Bulls, and they entered the night 2 games back of the 7-8 spot. Hawks and Magic entered the night tied in the standings. Magic were off today. The Heat play again tomorrow. Big game. We'll look ahead to it as well. 124-103. The Heat beat the Celtics 6 consecutive victories. You're listening to your home for Miami Heat basketball.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Let's get back to the Heat Cool Down, sponsored by Michelob Ultra on AM 560 Sports, WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to the Cool Down. Heat beat the Celtics 103, 21-point victory for Miami, 6 straight wins. Right now in the NBA, the Hawks are in action, so here's how everything is shaking out entering tonight. Magic at 37-40. They're the 7 seed. Hawks, 8 seed, 36-39, technically tied in the standings. The Heat entered the night 2 games back of the Hawks and the Magic and a half game ahead of the Chicago Bulls. Miami does not own the conference tiebreaker with the Magic or the Atlanta Hawks. They don't own the head-to-head tiebreaker against the Chicago Bulls. So the Heat have to finish with a better record than the Chicago Bulls if they want to finish the actual ranking ahead of Chicago. Tonight, the Atlanta Hawks are on the brink of losing. Let me double-check this score. Have they taken the lead, Tommy? Because you're shaking your head.
118-118, 25 seconds to go.
Yeah, nah, not great. Not great for the Miami Heat. But regardless, still time left there. But the big game is going to be coming up against Chicago. Still an opportunity for the Miami Heat to ultimately try to jump one of these teams. And I believe the Atlanta Hawks, let me just double-check here, the Hawks still play the Magic 2 more times. Here's how they finish their season. They host the New York Knicks. They host the Utah Jazz, who, you know, at this point are begging you to beat them. Then they're at the Orlando Magic, at the Brooklyn Nets, at the Sixers, and then back home to end their season against Orlando as well. So, yeah, that's tough. That's tough. The hope there would be one of those two teams would just win both matchups. And Miami, hopefully, can continue winning all these games. Now, the Heat tonight get big-time contributions from several different players. The rotation tonight, you go 3 deep only. Haywood, Kyle Anderson, Davion Mitchell. H with 10 points, 4 of 8. Defensively, he was great tonight as well. But Kyle Anderson, Davion Mitchell, we talked about it in the first segment, were just outstanding. 19 from Kyle, 13 from Davion, who is literally the epitome of a Heat culture guy. It's incredible. I would love for the Miami Heat to figure out a way to keep him here next season. But Bam Adebayo, not too shabby, man. 21 points, he was a plus 13. Let's head back to the TD Garden and hear from the captain.
Bam, have you guys reached a point where the streak itself can be a positive motivation? Like, you're not that you're playing for it, because you're playing for every single game, but it's, hey, let's keep this thing going.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't want to keep winning? You know, that's the biggest thing. Like I said, when we was in that 10-game losing streak, you kind of look at this and it's like, man, like, we like this feeling better than the other one. So, you know, as team captain, you know, we try to keep that same mentality every game. Go out there, play as hard as you can, keep the same formula, and, you know, hopefully we come out with the W.
What's the key of having this game the way you all want it? You still put a buck 20 on the board plus, but it wasn't a 95-100 field goal attempt game. They didn't get out 50-60 threes. It just felt like your defense was dictating everything.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it starts with balling the floor. I feel like we did let them get a lot of offensive rebounds, even though, you know, we got the W. But, you know, we're still not satisfied. You know, keep chipping, keep going, and keep finding ways to win.
Where does it feel now that the supporting cast really is coming together, where Kyle and Davion and H and just the and Pella, of course, gave you that there is that support in waiting now?
Pella started today.
Oh, I just mean support that you can get help.
Well, I mean, it just feels great because, you know, we depend on everybody. You know, it's not just me and Tyler out there hooping. It's all of us. And, you know, guys check in. We believe in them to go out there. And if we're up 10, we want them to push it to 15. You know, it depends. When they check in, we want them to come in, locked in, ready to go.
Bam making sure Ira Winderman remembers who started this game tonight. But it was a fair question by Ira because I think Pella Larsa, despite starting, as I welcome back Tommy Tighe, a supporting member tonight in helping with the win. And when Bam Adebayo says, you know, it's not just Tyler and I, it's everybody, tonight really was everybody, Tommy. Everybody who played significant minutes outside of Khalil Ware. I told you off the air during the first quarter, I don't love this matchup with Khalil.
I agree.
Without Kristaps Porzingis in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You just figured it was going to be a heavy dose of Bam at the five, which is what it ended up being. To have Kyle Anderson go 7 of 11, best game in a Heat jersey, and then Davion Mitchell tonight just knocking down the dagger with the three. He had a couple threes in this game that swung momentum back towards Miami. I mean, this was a case of everybody contributing.
Oh, there's no question about it. And I know that Memphis game from the last time is going to be brought up when they have the film session at the walkthrough tomorrow. But first things first, you give them an awful lot of credit for what they were able to do in tonight's game. And that's why I asked you the first question, which impresses you more, offense or defense? It's kind of hard to try to figure out, to try to separate them, because they were that good against a very good defensive team scoring the ball, and they're very good against an offensive team that likes to shoot from way outside, and they just bottled them up most of the night. So it's really impressive to see this by Miami, what they've been able to do. But this was the telltale sign. You know, this is a barometer to see how good you can be. I know it's only one game, but still, it's a much better team that you face tonight than you had been in the early games of that winning streak. So just hope you can keep this darn thing up with Memphis coming to town tomorrow.
It's funny because coming into this game, you know, I even asked you in the pregame show, what does a win tonight mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you set the scene with, okay, you've won five straight, but four of those five against teams who aren't playoff teams or below 500 records. And the one team you did beat was the Golden State Warriors without Steph Curry. So the win just doesn't feel the same. This one, though, you're going up against Boston. Boston at its best, Tommy. It's not just Boston. It's Boston at its best. They've won nine straight, 6-0, historic road trip. They're 14-1 in the month of March. They're playing their best basketball of the season. They come home. And they're without three starters. So I wonder, does this still have the same punch as we expected a victory would tonight, despite Boston not having Kristaps, Jrue Holiday, and Al Horford?
Well, I think it does to a certain extent because we're late in the season, and you made the point before, Boston's going to be number two. They can't go up. They can't go down. So they have an idea they're going 2-7 in the first round. Okay, fine. It doesn't matter that much to them about losing a game like this. It's not going to really hurt them or help them in either direction. But I just, you know, look at it from this aspect. Miami has to win. Boston's in a great position, the way they played throughout the entire season in defending the title. That they didn't win tonight's game, I don't think it's going to make them feel any different. Then Miami needed this game for more than just the victory. They needed it for their confidence going down the stretch of these games that, you know, if you lost this game and went back home and had some tough times on the homestand, you know, then you're going right back in the direction that you were going before. Now you keep that positivity that you've had throughout the winning streak going into this game. That's why I think it means a little bit more than just a regular victory. Winning where you did, against who you did, and even though they were missing players, they still had a ton of talent out there to try to beat you. And it almost looked that way when it was late in the third quarter and they were making that run.
Looked icy for a second, man.
Yeah, a little bit. Reminded me of a lot of the other fourth quarters,
yeah.
Even though that was in the third.
Yeah, I was saying it in the previous segment, Tommy. It felt like we were just going to say, okay, this game will end the same way all the other ones do, and it kind of is what it is. You tip your hat to the Boston Celtics. But I do think you kind of learned something during that stretch, which was when the Heat don't get stops, their offense suffers because of it. And when they were finally able to start getting stops, Celtics getting run off the three-point line, making life more difficult for them, that's when the Heat offense kicked into gear again. This team is winning games like this by double figures, has won six straight, and is able to win games like they won tonight, though, Tommy, more than anything, because of the way that they're shooting from beyond the arc. I mean, we can talk about everything else we want, but to shoot 46% again, 45-plus percent again from three, it's the difference between holding off the Celtics like they did today and winning by double digits or losing this game.
Yeah, 52% from the field, and mentioned some of the other numbers, only four turnovers in tonight's game. They got beat on the boards. We said that in the beginning. Okay, fine, they've been beaten on the boards throughout, but you had 28 assists. So 28 assists to four turnovers is just a tremendous ratio. And you had a feeling, you know, going into this game, that you like the way that they played the last time that they did play. It's just the Celtics ran away from them late in the contest, that I thought they could stay with them. I wasn't exactly 100% sure they'd go into Boston, whoever the heck was in the lineup for the Celtics, and they'd walk away with a victory. But they deserve a lot of credit that they're playing on this high right now, and they didn't slow down in any facet of the game that's been working over the last week and a half. And hopefully they can continue doing that. Sure, they're probably going to lose another game somewhere down the line. Could be tomorrow. Who knows? Could be Saturday. Could be any of the remaining six games. But that they're playing this way, the way you want to play late in the season, says an awful lot about what Spo's been talking about for the last couple of months. We are playing better. It just isn't showing because of sometimes some quarters are just killing us.
The Hawks just lost to the Dallas Mavericks. So that keeps the Heat's 8 or 7 seed dreams alive. Interesting. That's all I'll say. Very interesting. They're a game and a half back now of the Atlanta Hawks. We'll see.
Yep.
The funny part is, be careful what you wish for, because you're the 7th seed. You know who you face in the first round.
Boston.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like you really won Cleveland either, but I remember this, and I'm sure you do as a Heat fan, going back to 2010, the first year that I was doing this. They were going to play Atlanta. They were all set to play Atlanta, and everybody thought, oh, that's a great matchup because you just played Atlanta the year before in Spo's first year as the head coach. But if you win your game against, it was New Jersey at the time, not Brooklyn, and Diawara banks in a shot, forces overtime, and they end up playing Boston. Everybody said, hey, Boston's falling apart. They've won only 3 of their last 12 games. That Boston team ended up in the finals playing the Lakers.
Yep.
So, I mean, be careful what you wish for. That is the first thing that I learned in the NBA by taking this job and doing this, thinking, boy, everybody's been telling me that this Boston team is just not what they once were. Man, they won 2 years ago, but they played poorly in 2009. Here's 2010. There's kind of scuffling. You can't take any team for granted, regardless what the situation. I think we learned that, didn't we, 2 years ago in the 2023 situation? Not saying that that's going to be a run that we're going to have again. We'd love to have it, but, you know, that proved to me that you can't overlook anybody. There have been 8s who've knocked off 1s before and 7s who've beaten 2s. So as long as you're playing well going into it, have that kind of confidence and can play offense and play defense the way certain teams have done at the end of the season, who's to say you can't do it?
Kendrick Perkins gets hurt that season. Paul Pierce was out. Kevin Garnett missed most of that season.
Yep.
And they come together, blow out the Heat. Game 3, Paul Pierce rips your heart out to go up 3-0, and it took a Dwayne Wade, I think, 47-point performance or 46-point performance, something along those lines.
Sunday afternoon, game four, just
to stave off elimination, and then you go over back to Boston in Game 5, and it was pretty much donezo midway through the fourth quarter, despite another great Dwayne Wade performance. That Boston team was good. They were just riddled by injury.
And Dwayne will say this, and Durrell will also say that. Durrell was guarding Pierce at the top of the key in Game 3, he says he touched that ball, that he got a fingernail on the ball to try to move it. He says, if you look at the shot, you'll see that the rotation changed a little bit. Doesn't matter whether rotation changed,
went in,
you know, just a hair. It still went in the basket. And they both kind of still say, if he only got his hand up a little bit higher, we'd be 2-1. We would have won Game 4, tied the series. Yeah, it was all for naught, unfortunately.
I wish I could go back to young Solana leaving the stadium that Saturday afternoon, because I remember it was an early afternoon game on a weekend, go up to young Solana leaving that stadium, who was just distraught, and let him know, hey.
Game 3 or Game 4?
After Game 3. 365 days from today. Trust me, you'll be feeling a lot better.
A lot better than 365 days. That was like, what, 3-4 months away?
Yeah, but then you get the Celtics again in the playoffs a couple of years later in the second round, and you take them out in five. That felt a lot better.
Oh, 2011. Yeah, oh, without a doubt. Yeah, I know what you're talking about now. Yeah. I thought you meant the announcement for LeBron shows up in a few months. I'm sure that was a pretty good day.
Young Solano's feeling pretty good about that one, too.
I thought
Tommy.
He was. Yeah, we thought you would have.
Tommy Tighe, ladies and gentlemen. This is turning out to be, considering where we were a week ago, or a week plus, where you're losing 10 games, and we're kind of just saying, all right, let's just get this over with. Yeah, let's get this over with. Let's make sure we don't get totally embarrassed. This is shaping up to be, at the very least, Tommy, an exciting remaining 6 games of the regular season.
Without a doubt. Sounds good to me.
That's Tommy Tighe. I will see you again in
24 hours.
Yes, sir.
Sure will.
That's Tommy Tighe, ladies and gentlemen. I would be remiss if we didn't head back to the TD Garden one more time to hear from tonight's probably player of the game, certainly best performance in a Heat jersey. They call him Slow-Mo, but his name is Kyle Anderson.
What did you like most about that third quarter where you guys had to respond after you had control of the game? You know, they push back and then you shove back.
Yeah, I think we responded well. What was the 18-1 run that they went on? And, you know, our leaders, Tyler and Bam, you know, they kept us calm. They got us buckets when we needed to. Other guys came in off the bench. Davion settled things in. H brought some energy off the bench. And I'm proud of how we handled it because in the past, I don't think that would have went too well.
You got the season high in scoring. What was flowing for you most offensively? What got you going?
Just taking what they give me, really. You know, they had some of their better defenders on some of our better offensive players, as they should. So, you know, whenever I just saw one-on-one opportunities, I just tried to make the most of it.
How important is it for you guys to support? Obviously, we know Tyler and Bam have been doing so much during the season. We had a situation with a player who was traded. Mm-hmm. Wiggs, unfortunately, has missed a bunch of time. How important do you guys think it was for you and Davion and Pella and H to step up and be those supporting players?
I think it's big time. You know, those two, you know, carry us. They do a lot for us. So I think every night we got to give them that relief. I think Davion and myself handling the ball takes, you know, a lot off Tyler's plate, and he's able to focus on scoring or catching in the front court and scoring, as opposed to, you know, dribbling 94 feet and trying to carry it off into low for us. So, you know, just want to keep playing through that. Davion's playing well. He's handling the ball really well. I think I'm handling the ball, making good decisions. Bam, doing the same thing. So, you know, we go from there, give them some relief.
If you can come in here and beat the Celtics with JB and JT both available, is there a thought you could beat anyone?
For sure. I mean, off the rip, we think that obviously they were shorthanded, you know, with Drew and Al and Porzingis as well. But, I mean, you know, there's not a team where we're like, oh, you know, we're scared of them. We don't want to play them. You know, I think we could compete with anybody. We've shown that. And, you know, the most important time of the year is coming up in 2 weeks. So we'll see.
There you go. That's Kyle Anderson, man. There were a couple plays tonight. For those of you in your car still, you were listening to the game. I highly recommend, whenever you can, whenever it's safe, looking up some of those highlights. The Heat posted a montage of some of Kyle Anderson's biggest buckets. Think about it, man. 19 points tonight for Slow-Mo off the bench. Only played 24 minutes. He was 7 of 11. Just shot after shot, big shot after big shot. As the Heat, they beat the Boston Celtics. That feels good to say. There's no doubt about it. So, just to recap. You're the 9 seed now. Still are. The Heat are 1 game back of the Atlanta Hawks and 1.5 games behind the number 7 Orlando Magic. 1 game back of the Hawks, who are the 8 seed after losing tonight, and 1.5 games behind number 7 Orlando Magic. There's 6 games remaining for the Miami Heat. Here's your remaining schedule. Versus the Memphis Grizzlies tomorrow. Final nationally televised game, but forget about that. Listen to your only local broadcast right here on WQAM. They play the Milwaukee Bucks, who are, of course, without Damian Lillard. It's a really, really sad story. That will be Saturday. Then you get the Philadelphia 76ers at home Monday. Wednesday, you're at Chicago. Friday, April 11th, at New Orleans, who have shut down Zion Williamson and CJ McCollum. And then you host the Washington Wizards on the final Sunday of the regular season. You get through Memphis tomorrow. Then you've only got Milwaukee every other game. Philadelphia, Chicago, New Orleans, Washington against teams below 500. still very possible, Heat Nation, still very possible to avoid the 9 and 10 seed. That's going to do it for us here on the Cooldown. I appreciate everybody who stayed up with us and tuned in. Thank you very much to our producers, Brittany Rodriguez and Steven Gonzalez. For Jason Jackson and Tommy Tag, I'm Alejandro Solana. Your final, once again, the Heat beat the Celtics 124-123. Tomorrow's game, a 7:30 tip-off or 7:35 p.m. tip-off. Again, we are your only local broadcast. I'll be live from the Kaseya Center at 6:15. That is tomorrow. Good to be back at home and great to be along for another Miami Heat victory over the Boston Celtics. Thanks for listening to The Cooldown right here on WQAM. Adios, Miami.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.